the world of sports to the world of pop culture and beyond. It's Step One, Learn Sports. Now, your hosts, Brittany Wench and Avery Harder. This is Step One Learn Sports. We're your hosts, Brittany.
I'm Avery.
If you can follow all the Kardashian drama that is so topical right now, you can certainly form an opinion on whether you think Zion Williamson should stay in college for the remainder of his eligibility or if he should go into the draft. We break it all down for you today in this episode and make it easy for you to follow and easy to understand. We're definitely going to talk about Tristan Thompson, Jordan Woods, all that Kardashian-Jenner drama, which will lead us right into, ironically, all of the athletes that the Kardashian-Jenner clan has been tied to over the years. And as always, we will leave time for your NDQs in our segment, No Dumb Questions.
Here for it.
Here for it. Avery, kick us off with our 60-second skinny this week.
I do got one thing to say before that. I cannot wait to dive into this Kardashian drama.
I have been all about it.
You put sports and pop culture together, and I am living my best life. So thank you, Jordan Woods, for setting me up right into our 60-second skinny. Space Jam 2 is happening. Officially set to be in production this July, and then it will release next July 16th, 2021, which is 25 years after the original film with MJ.
Starring LeBron James.
Dope City. Lindsey Vonn retires as the most decorated female Olympic athlete of all time. She did plan to retire this upcoming December, but moved it up due to pain in both of her surgically repaired knees.
For those of you who do not know, Lindsey Vonn is an alpine ski racer, which means that she is a lot more flexible, outdoorsy than I will ever be. She also dates P.K. Subban, who plays hockey for the Nashville Predators.
Zion Williamson is projected first overall pick in the 2019 NBA draft, made headlines for suffering a minor knee sprain when his shoe blew out in the first 36 seconds of the game against North Carolina.
The tickets to this game were insane, like going for an insane amount. People bought like upwards of $10,000 for one ticket.
I heard that a four-pack was for sale for $36,000.
Obama was at this game.
He is the first person to call his shoe exploding. There's a video of him as it happens, and video behind is Obama saying, his shoe just exploded.
Well, and the reason that this game, what the tickets to this game were so high was, it's an insane rivalry. The history of this rivalry is ridiculous. And he is predicted to be the first round draft pick. So do you think, Avery, that he should continue playing in college, or do you think that he should rest up and then go into the draft?
I personally think that he should stay in college, because what if he were to have just torn his ACL past the point of repair for him to continue his career?
It is a minor knee sprain.
Yes. Like, what if it would have been so much worse that he wouldn't have been able to play basketball anymore? And that could have happened his first year in the NBA. And then what? He has 1 year of college education that he spent half of it on the court. True. I think you definitely need to have, like, in football, you have to play 3 years with your college before you can be eligible to go to the pros. I think that that should be the standard for all sports.
I agree with you there. I know it's not necessarily a popular opinion to have that they should continue and finish out their college career, but I think you have college before you have the pros for a reason. I think that there's so much development yet to be had. It's kind of the same reason that, at least at the school that I went to in high school as a freshman, you couldn't play up on the varsity team. I think it has a lot to do with your maturity level. Mm-hmm. I think it has a lot to do with just, I don't know, like the social aspect of it. You're talking about an 18-year-old that would be going straight into the NBA who could become just like our Tristan Thompson.
Yes.
Who we just have to jump right into. The big sports headline that we chose might be kind of an unpopular choice by some, but this is the epitome of pop culture and sports having a major, major crossover.
I don't know how anyone is not talking about this in some aspect. Whether you're a huge Kardashian fan, a huge only sports fan, and you don't even know he's dating Khloe, you know that there's drama about these two, and everyone is talking about it.
True. Tristan Thompson, the center for the Cleveland Cavaliers, is caught up in yet another cheating scandal. Like, this isn't the first time he's done this. This is multiple, multiple times. This time with Jordan Woods, who is his baby mama, our beloved, beloved Khloe Kardashian's younger sister Kylie's best friend.
And when we say best friend, we don't mean like BFFL. We mean like soul sister.
Like, they have a makeup line together.
They have essentially a child together, for lack of a better term.
They filmed a show together. You're right. They're pretty much raising Stormy together.
Yes. Stormy, Jordan is Stormy's godmother. Kylie, Stormy, and Jordan go on vacation together. Not Kylie, Stormy, and Travis Scott, Kylie's boyfriend and baby daddy. Like, Jordan is the number one person in Kylie's life.
So the story, Jordan Woods, this sister to Khloé, was out in LA. Tristan happens to be one of the friends who was there. After the clubs closed, they all went back to a friend's house, as is culture in LA, which, let's be honest, that's pretty much culture anywhere.
I mean, you don't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
Right, exactly. Whether it's right or wrong, it's just pretty much happens everywhere. So this particular friend's house happened to be Tristan's house. And according to Jordan, she said, well, I figured it was somebody that I knew. It was normal. It was safe. It would be fine. So Jordan was at his house with a bunch of other people. She claims she was never alone with Tristan, but did not leave until about 7 a.m. when, and she admits, he walked her out and kissed her goodbye. She says she told Khloé and Kylie that she was there, but that she didn't necessarily tell them that he kissed her or what really went down.
And the next thing we know, everyone is talking about this. Everyone's talking about how Khloé and Tristan are done, how Tristan and Jordan slept together. Everyone is talking about it.
Is it a publicity stunt?
Yes. Did Kristen orchestrate this? Because I'm telling you, no matter how hard you work, Kris Jenner's working harder.
Hollywood Unlocked. Where did this media outlet come from? All of a sudden,
Kris owns Hollywood Unlocked.
I think the Kardashians have to own it. Yes. They have to, or they have to have fed the story somehow. It had Kris Jenner written all over it.
But what I want to know, Tristan plays for the Cavaliers, lives in Cleveland. Why does he have his own house in L.A. if his girlfriend, baby mama, whatever him and Khloé are, live in L.A.?
My theory, and I've read this a couple places, my theory, and this is based upon true, just like reading the
true,
pop sugars, the yes, everything, is that they had been broken up for a little bit. Like I said, this is not the first time that Tristan has cheated on Khloé. I think that they've been broken up for a little bit. I think that it's not necessarily that Jordan didn't think she was doing anything wrong, but also I don't think Tristan really thought he was doing anything wrong because he's like, I'm not dating Khloé right now. We only have a baby together.
Even when he is dating her and she's literally in labor, he doesn't care. Because in April of last year, he also cheated on her and was caught on film with him and two girls at a club. So this, he clearly has no regards for anyone. I hope he has regards for his career because that's got him this far. He's been in the league for what's 7 years now, since 2012?
Right. And this is what I really want to talk about, is how he seems to be the only Cavs player that a lot of us, my friends included, are able to name on the current roster of the Cleveland Cavaliers, but he's not even a starter. And the only reason we know about him is because of who he dates and because of who he is tied to in the media. So I want to take a look at his professional career really quick and talk about, is he somebody that asks you, who is a current player on the Cleveland Cavaliers? Should you say Tristan Thompson, or can we be a little bit more educated on who maybe one of their top players is?
Yes.
So let's look at Tristan's professional career. He is 27 years old. He has been with the Cavs ever since he started playing in the league in 2011.
So this would be his eighth year.
So essentially, he and I are the same exact age.
Yeah. So do you feel accomplished?
No, but I do feel a little bit more mature.
I would agree with that 100%.
From 2012 to 2016, he played in every single game.
I bet no one had any idea who he was. Like, during that time span, if someone asked about the Cavs, would you say, oh yeah, Tristan Thompson? Or would you still think, oh, LeBron runs the team? It's LeBron.
Right.
It's the Cleveland LeBrons.
Yes, I think that you're exactly correct. I did not know who he was until Khloé started dating him.
Yep.
Which Khloé and Tristan sparked romance rumors in August of 2016, right before the 2016-2017 season begins. That season was his highest field goal percentage, which a field goal is considered any shot that you take basically during the game from the field. That's what they call it. So if you have a 60% shooting average from the field, that means that that's how many shots that you make, not counting free throws. But that's what 60% from the field means. 2017 to 2018 season was a very different story. He played in 25 less games. Less time during those games, 9 less minutes. You see where I'm going with this. He was definitely on the decline.
And I mean, this is really when him and Khloé's relationship heated up because they started dating going into the 2016-2017 season. But for the full 2017-2018 season, Khloe was pregnant.
Yeah, like full time. When he was on this decline, she was with child.
The entire time. And this isn't his first kid. He has another one, and he cheated on that baby mama with Khloe. That's how they got together. So there seems to be a trend with his activities.
Kind of a pattern. The current season, he has played 35 games. He's trending up in performance, but it's also the middle of the season, still more games to play. Our point is there are still other players that we can and should know over Tristan in terms of performance.
Yeah, number one, and probably the most important one, is going to be Kevin Love.
Kevin Love.
I have a really funny thing to say once we get through this part.
he's a power forward and center, which means that he is also tall. I know that everybody in the NBA is tall, but when you play center, like I said earlier, you are in the center of the floor on defense because you are much harder to shoot over. Trust me.
If you're looking for something to prove how tall he is, this might make him look short, but go to his Instagram, at Kevin Love, and there's a picture of him who is 6'10", standing next to Yao Ming, who is 7'6".
Yao Ming is like, isn't he the tallest person?
I think he's the tallest NBA player ever.
So yeah, if you want a good laugh, go check out at Kevin Love, his Instagram. You kind of need to go a little bit deep in there. We did some snooping.
Yeah, I did my research.
Yeah.
Love me some creeping, gotta tell you.
Yeah. Kevin Love also just signed a deal in July with the Cleveland Cavaliers for $120 million, less than Bryce Harper, but over 4 years, which makes him the highest paid on the team right now, which usually means they're the best player.
Yeah, he's definitely the best well-known. He's been in the league the longest time out of anyone on the current Cavs roster, and he has the team on his back, whereas Tristan is on his own back.
However, how ironic that the name Tristan Thompson is more recognizable to some of us, and we would name him over Kevin Love, and it's only because he has dated a Kar Jenner.
The queen of the Kar Jenners, because as we're about to dive into, Khloe has dated her fair share of NBA players.
They all have been linked to high-profile athletes, and it begs the question, did a little bit of Kris Jenner rub off on all of them? Because she did marry an Olympic athlete.
She did. One of the best Olympic athletes of all American time.
Decathlon winner.
Yeah. In the 70s?
Yes. Our producer, RB, Ryan, is giving us the head nod.
We made a good educated guess, and sometimes that's all you got to do. You got to sound confident. He was in the 70s.
1976, to be precise. So those athletes who have dated the Kar Jenners, we've been kind of curious. You heard the name at the time when they were dating or married, and then all of a sudden you either didn't hear about them or you heard about them with something really terrible happening. We wanted to dive into some noteworthy names that either have dated or are currently dating a Kar Jenner clan and see what they're up to. And it's pretty entertaining. Ben Simmons, he is currently dating Kendall Jenner. He is a point guard for the Philadelphia 76ers, so he dribbles the ball. He's 22 years old.
They definitely have the most low-key of the Kar Jenner previous relationships with athletes.
I feel like Kendall's that way.
Kendall's
though.
Pretty low-key. She's the fun aunt that travels around the world. Now she's dating an NBA player.
High-profile supermodel.
They have no children. They're not married. They have no other obligations besides being the fun aunt and uncle, which honestly, you just sugar them up and send them on back to mama.
Reggie Bush dated Kim for 3 years, from 2007 to 2010. At that time, he was playing for the New Orleans Saints as their running back. And I don't know if you remember during the first couple seasons, actually it was the first season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they were in Montana or Colorado somewhere. They were skiing on one of their ski trips, and she was upset because she was FaceTiming with Reggie, and they were in this long-distance relationship, and she was so strained. And don't get me wrong, long distance is hard, but if you remember, that's because he was playing for the New Orleans Saints at the time, and she was in LA.
And that was fresh off the Ray J scandal.
Yes.
So that was like her first real big profile relationship. Post that, it lasted a long time. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't a fling by any means. Mm-hmm. 3 years is a significant amount of time to date someone.
Yeah. But he had a very thriving career. I mean, he was picked second overall in the 2006 draft. And they actually met at the ESPYs, which is the sports awards, the big time sports awards.
Oscars for sports.
Let's not forget the iconic 72-day marriage to Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries is my favorite person any one of the Kar Jenners has ever interacted with simply because he used to play for the Knicks. That's who he played for whenever he met Kim when they were filming Courtney and Kim Take New York.
Which was such a great season.
So great. They went to Bora Bora on one of their vacations and she lost a $75,000 earring in the ocean. Cried for 3 days.
Which...
the best episode of The Kardashians.
But Kylie went down and found it. She said that she would just like open her eyes in salt water.
She's always been a savior, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But Chris Humphries... is not an NBA player anymore.
No, not anymore. What is he up to now? Avery, please enlighten us.
Chris Humphries is a franchisee. He is Crispin Green's first franchise owner, which is in Minnesota. That's where he's from. And he's living there as a franchisee and a real estate developer. So I think that the Kardashian drama got the best of that one. I don't think he could withstand it.
He's just being a business owner.
I mean... maybe he took after Kris Jenner.
I was going to say, maybe Kris Jenner went into business with him.
She probably. I bet she's the other part owner. She does not. You date a Kardashian, you don't get away. She will keep her eye on you forever.
I used to get Chris Humphries and Blake Griffin, who dated Kendall, who's our next high-profile athlete. I used to get them confused all the time. I don't know why.
They look pretty similar.
They kind of look similar. So Kendall dated Blake Griffin, who... iconically threw a coffee at Justin Bieber at a Starbucks in LA at one point in time. He plays currently for the Detroit Pistons. And historically, the Detroit Pistons have been known for their bad boys reputation on the floor. Super rough. It was the team in the late 80s that actually coined that term. And they were phenomenal to watch. If you have time, you need to watch ESPN's 30 for 30 Bad Boys. 30 for 30. Oh, it's phenomenal. It's really good. They played Michael Jordan. The 80s sports, especially basketball, just like... there was
shorts
nothing like
were super
it.
Short.
Not that I was there during that time, but it's
yes,
very entertaining
that's true.
To watch.
You're very young.
So he was just traded from the LA Clippers to the Detroit Pistons in January of 2018. But get this. So Kendall is currently dating Ben Simmons, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Blake and Kendall broke up in January of 2018. Allegedly, this is what I'm reading.
This is what E! News, our number one source.
Kendall, my best friend, told me. So text. 2018... and he's traded to the Detroit Pistons at that time. Mm-hmm. And apparently the reason that they broke up was because of the distance.
That doesn't surprise me. Kendall is she's a model. Yep. So she is very frail, very slim. That body cannot stand a Detroit winter. Mm-mm. I don't think she would be able to handle that.
Possibly not.
Not that she couldn't, you know, afford to stack on some layers. But she's a LA girl through and through.
Mm-hmm. She ain't got time to be flying up to Michigan.
Ain't
for
nobody
no boy.
Got time. No. Ain't nobody got
Even
time
though
for that.
Now she's dating somebody who does not live in LA.
No, Philly is also pretty cold in the winter. Yeah. So sorry for the update there, Kendall.
Who remembers Lamar Odom?
My favorite Kardashian spinoff.
Your
was Khloe and Lamar.
Oh,
they had the most purest love for what 3 years they were married. Well, no, they got married after dating for like 80 days. It was another weird, very
sure
short
it was
time frame.
Just 8 days.
I would not be surprised if it was just 8 days because at that point, Lamar asked then Bruce mm-hmm. for permission, and Bruce was like, sure. Mm-hmm. Went for it. But Lamar used to play for the Lakers. He got traded to the Mavericks for a little while, and Khloe moved to Dallas with him. You know, she was very heartbroken about being away from her family because there is nothing. If the Kardashians are nothing. But loyal to their family.
Fun fact about what Lamar is up to now. We did a little digging. In April 2018, he opened what is called Rich Soil Organics, which means he dabbled a little bit in the world of cannabis and announced that he was relocating to China for his business. However, I can confirm that he has returned to basketball and played in the Dubai International Basketball Championship for Mighty Sports in the Philippines.
So do you think he's hanging out with Dennis Rodman? In China? Because that sounds right up his alley.
Dennis Rodman was also on the Detroit Pistons in the late 80s, known as the Bad Boys. So I am sure...
no surprise there.
I am sure that Dennis Rodman and Lamar Odom are...
you think they crossed paths once or twice?
Khloe also dated James Harden, who I think out of all of them... well, I mean, they're all doing fairly well for themselves. But James Harden is the guy who plays for the Houston Rockets with that very big beard.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
You really can't. I mean, it's his trademark, pretty much. He was named NBA's MVP last year at the conclusion of the 2018 season and currently is leading the league in points for the 2018-2019 season.
He was actually just about to break a streak for the most amount of three-pointers in a game over X amount of games. And the team he was playing quadruple teamed him in the last 2 minutes so he wouldn't break the record against them.
His move.
They ruined it.
His move is the step back and he jumps right behind the 3-point line.
Away.
Yes, the fade. But it's like I watch these highlights on him and he does this thing where he does a dribble and steps back right behind the 3-point line. And it's as if he catches everybody off guard, but that's like his coined move. And that's how he's leading the league. That's his thing. So anybody, if you're defending against it and you're listening,
you step forward.
Watch his feet.
Yeah. Don't watch his feet. Watch the ball.
Well, you're supposed to technically watch their stomach. Core. That's always their core. Yeah.
Just
that's
stare at their belly button and you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They're going to run at you or you'll get them.
Just play better is what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we hit it all. I think we covered it. I think we did it big. Thank you, Jordan Woods.
Thank you, Jordan Woods. If you guys need to see our diagram flowchart of the Chloe, Tristan, Kylie, Jordan, Stormy, we'll post it on
Kylie, Travis, Chris, Bruce,
yes.
Caitlin.
We will post it on Twitter at Avery Harder, at B Winch, and at 104.5 The Zone, where you can find all of our information. You can ask NoDumb questions using the hashtag NoDumb questions. And that's where we'll be posting all of our new episodes every other Thursday.
Yes. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Step One, Learn Sports. See you next time.
We'll see you then.